go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back here at the Federation for American Immigration Reform Hold Their Feet to the Fire Radio Row. And I couldn't be more pleased, but we've had a late addition to the lineup, an old friend and much admired colleague, Robert Rector. He is today a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and he has done, I believe, arguably the most important work on the implications of the dysfunctional immigration system we now have in this country of anyone in certainly Washington, official or otherwise. And it's with great appreciation that I welcome him to our microphones. Robert, good to have you.
It's great to be here.
You have been particularly adept and, I think, influential by trying through rigorous statistical analysis to assign some sense of the costs associated with having immigrants come here mostly illegally and tap into the generous social safety nets of this country. Give us a sense of what you've found in that regard.
I have this bizarre thing that I do. I go around and ask people on the street, because I'm a very weird guy, whether or not, because we have at least 11 million of them that are recorded in the census, which is very important. On average, the ones in the census have a 10th grade education. They don't speak English very well. So I ask people, do you believe that someone who has a 10th grade education pays more in taxes than they receive in government benefits? Now, I have yet to meet any normal American who thinks that that would possibly be true. The only exception to that is in the U.S. Senate, where they, oh, yeah, absolutely, no problem. You know, they're just throwing money into the tax coffers here. The reality is that sort of individual, whether they're born in Indiana or in Mexico or in Oregon, does pay taxes because the government takes taxes in so many ways. Nobody has any clue of how they take so much money, but they get so much more in benefits. So the typical illegal immigrant household with a 10th grade education, even though they cannot get welfare, they can't get Social Security and Medicare under current law, they still receive around $25,000 per household in benefits, and they only pay about $10,000 in taxes. And they don't pay very much in income tax, but they pay taxes on their cigarettes. They purchase lottery tickets. If they're renting an apartment, there's a property tax on the apartment that the landowner passes on to them. And I put all of that into my equation. I have every tax that exists, which is an exhausting exercise to do. And I even calculate their lottery payments and things. But the reality is that, for example, they come here, the majority of them have kids. Those kids are in public schools. That's an average cost of $12,000 per child per year. The kids that are born in the U.S. are eligible for every welfare program. That comes to $6,000 or $7,000 per year. How do I know that? Because it's reported right in the census where they are. They tell us that the kid got food stamps. They tell us the kid got Medicaid. I don't have to figure it out. And so they're getting at least $2.50 in benefits for every dollar that they pay in taxes. And that's the good news, because the reality is that what amnesty does is it then takes this population and makes them eligible for over 80 different means-tested welfare programs such as food stamps, Medicaid, S-CHIP, earned income tax credit, public housing, so forth. And then in addition, it makes them eligible for the two largest programs on planet Earth, Social Security and Medicare. For example, Obama.
You're talking about people who are here illegally.
Absolutely.
In this country, not
yes.
People who've come here legally.
Not people who come here
getting
legally.
Getting access to this.
Obama's executive order amnesty that he put in November takes about 4 million of the illegals, and it grants them essentially legal status. And one of the things that happens then is that he would give them each a Social Security number, okay? Once they have that number, after 10 years, they are eligible for Social Security. And and Medicare. Okay, now it is true that they will pay a tiny bit in Social Security taxes, but it's a tiny fraction. And actually, they don't even really pay that because he also makes them eligible for the earned income credit, which sends them a cash check back. So money goes in, but it immediately bounces. And no actual money goes to the government. And once they then hit retirement, which would be about 25 years from now, they're going to draw down on average about $25,000 in Social Security and Medicare benefits per person, and they're going to continue to do that through the rest of their lives. I've calculated that out, given life expectancies of people of this of Hispanics and so forth, and the net cost of that in today's dollars is about $1.4 trillion just in Social Security and Medicare. What is $1.4 trillion? That's $20,000 for each taxpaying household in the United States. You could consider that your personal amnesty down payment.
Robert Rector is our guest. He is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation and one of the go-to men in America on the kinds of implications of illegal aliens or other immigration deforms, is the way I generally think of it, and their actual costs to the society and to individual Americans, as you just said. You testified before the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee on these issues of executive amnesty's fiscal consequences on March 17th, Robert. What kind of response did you get from members of the committee, and have you been receiving elsewhere, to these stunning findings?
Some of the conservative Republicans want to hear this. The Republican leadership does not want to hear it because they do support. Ironically, the position of the leadership is sort of much more expansive. Obama is giving amnesty only to 4 million. They want to give it to 11 million. And Obama.
I'm sorry, the Republican leadership in the House and Senate.
In the House.
Actually want to expand this beyond the numbers that the president has.
All of the so-called comprehensive bipartisan bills not only give amnesty to all 11 million, but they also give them what Obama doesn't is not they not only give access to Social Security and Medicare, they give it to all 80 different means-tested welfare programs. Now, they do this with a normal Washington trick, which is access to welfare occurs in the 11th year outside the budget window so that CBO can say it doesn't cost anything. You know, this is a city of absolute deceit, and you have to have a dark sense of humor to work in the city for a long time. But that's the way these bills do it, and they're just fantastically expensive. If you granted amnesty to all 11 million and granted them access to Obamacare and food stamps and things like that, which would happen if you granted them legal status, the cost, net cost of total benefits received minus total taxes paid is around $6 trillion. Our national debt is 18
trillion. With a capital T, as in trouble, as they say in Oklahoma.
We're already bankrupt, so I guess, you know, we just ought to. I don't know whether we can declare Chapter 11 as a nation. If you said pathway to citizenship and welfare, this thing would stop instantly. Okay, which is why the bipartisan amnesty bills, they never talk about the fact that you're giving these people Social Security and Medicare and particularly giving them welfare. Now, they also like to argue, immigrants work hard and so they don't get welfare. The welfare system is designed to support low-income working parents. The biggest cash welfare program is the earned income credit. It's about $70 billion a year. It's a check written to – you can't get it unless you work. Okay, and the reality is that the group that receives the most welfare in the United States happen to be legal immigrants with low education levels. You grant amnesty, all the illegals will get the same level of welfare.
It's simply staggering what you've found, Robert Rector, and what you're sharing with us as well as members of Congress is of incalculable importance. It adds further urgency to the effort to clean up our act on immigration, both securing our borders to prevent this problem from becoming even worse and doing sensible things with respect to those who are already here illegally. Thank you for the work you do at the Heritage Foundation. Come back to us again very soon.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.